Now let's talk about movies.
City of stars, are you shining just for me?
Academy Award nominations are out today, and the musical La La Land sang and danced its way to 14 Oscar nominations, tying a record. La La Land will compete for Best Picture with Moonlight, an intimate drama about a gay black man growing up in Miami.
Let me tell you something, man. There are black people everywhere. Remember that, okay? No place you can go in the world ain't got no black people. We was the first on this planet.
Also, the science fiction film Arrival, in which a linguist introduces aliens to human beings.
Louise. I am Louise.
What is that? Is that a new symbol? I can't tell.
Along with six other Best Picture nominees, and joining us to talk about the nominations are Linda Holmes of NPR's pop culture blog Monkey See, and our film critic Bob Mondello. Hey, you guys.
Good to be here.
Hey,
okay,
Ari.
First, what are the other six Best Picture nominees?
Well, let's see. There's Fences, which is Denzel Washington's adaptation of the August Wilson play, Pulitzer Prize-winning play. Hacksaw Ridge, which is a World War II story about a conscientious objector. Hell or High Water, which is essentially a Western, although it takes place in cop cars and things like that. Hidden Figures, which is the story of three African-American women who were in, or actually a whole bunch of African-American women who were in NASA's space program. Lion, which is a story about adoption in India to Australia. And Manchester by the Sea, the cheeriest movie of the whole bunch.
Bob's being sarcastic.
I am being sarcastic. That is a really rough slog, but oh my God, what a movie.
So this time last year, we were talking about hashtag Oscars so white. And this year, not so white, Linda.
Yeah, I want to point out, we were not just talking about hashtag Oscars so white. We were talking about the fact that the Oscars were so white.
Yeah.
And I think that there is some progress, particularly in the acting categories here. You do have three black women nominated in Best Supporting Actress. Ruth Negga was nominated in Lead Actress for Loving. She's wonderful in that movie. That's the story of the Supreme Court case.
Loving v. Virginia, which legalized interracial marriage.
Mm-hmm. So I think there was some progress. Dev Patel is nominated for Lion. You know, they're a bit less white, but, you know, it's important in these kinds of things not to get too excited too quickly. Barry Jenkins for Moonlight is still only the fourth black director ever nominated in Best Director.
Beyond diversity, what stands out to you when you look at the entirety of these nominations, Bob?
Well, what's intriguing to me is how these are not, especially the nominees for Best Picture, are not big studio movies. These are movies that are essentially smaller pictures. The whole notion of doing 10 nominees, or as many as 10 this year as there are 9, was to get more films into the mix. Well, we really got them into the mix this year because almost none of these are the big, splashy, big production movies that you'd expect.
Well, that's what strikes me, is that when I look at the list, there are all of these sort of, you know, socially conscious movies that make you feel like a better person when you leave, whether we're talking about Hidden Figures or Moonlight. And then there is the 800-pound gorilla of La La Land, which is this splashy, vibrant, sunny musical that is not about social issues or
I'd like to point out that Ari was doing jazz hands when he was doing that.
That's true. I think that one theme for me in these nominations is you do see some more films here that have more moments of giving pleasure, which for some people, that's not really what awards are about. They're about the art. But if you look at these films, it's not just La La Land, which really takes pride, I think, in its ability to be aesthetically pleasing and in some places fun. You also have films like Hidden Figures, which in many places is a lot of fun, despite having a lot to say. You have a film even like, you know, Lion has a lot of really upbeat, you know, kind of uplifting moments, even though many parts of it are sad. I would say the same thing about Arrival has some moments that are fun to watch, even though it has a lot of sad themes. Now, you have your Manchester by the Sea, which seriously
one
is
in every bunch.
It's
very
so
sad movie.
Sad. Oh.
But there are some years when the Oscar films just feel like a grind.
Like they're rewarding suffering.
Like you're just being asked to be sad and miserable all the time. And I don't get that feeling from these.
Linda, give me your I'm so glad this made the list, and really this made the list?
Yeah, my I'm so glad this made the list would be Hidden Figures, which is a terrific, terrific film that I loved.
For Best Picture.
For Best Picture. The one that I would take back, and it's kind of a technicality because I love it,
okay.
But the documentary project O.J. Made in America was nominated for Outstanding Documentary Feature.
Was it a movie?
To me, that's a television project. It was mostly watched on television. It was produced in chapters with the intent intention of it being on television, although it qualified under the rules, I would have left that space open for something like perhaps Wiener, which is the movie about Anthony Wiener's run for mayor of New York City, which is a crazy and fascinating film, perhaps now more than ever.
Bob, give me your yes and your really?
Well, my really is Viggo Mortensen, who I am crazy about Viggo Mortensen, but Captain Fantastic is a movie that I just can't imagine getting nominated in any category. So I didn't get that. I'm so pleased, was The Lobster for Best Original Screenplay. And it's mostly because if you gave an award for most original screenplay, that would have to be it. A film about a guy who is on the verge of turning into a lobster. It's wonderful.
NPR's film critic Bob Mondello and Linda Holmes of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Ari.
It's always a pleasure.